Thank you for joining me for this self-compassion practice today. So we'll just take a couple of deep breaths, just connecting with the breath. And coming into, as much as you can, a state of relaxation. You might want to connect a little bit with bodily sensation, just feeling the mat beneath you, noting where the body is connected with the ground, sensations along the back of the head, legs, heels. And just being aware of the breath, so whichever anchor, it might be the sensation of your hands, can help ground you inside of this practice. So we're going to imagine a compassionate guide or being or companion. One of the most important components of mindfulness is not only our increased awareness of our breath, bodily sensations, thoughts and emotions, but the key is in our non-judgmental attention to those things, bringing self-compassion to our experiences. Because simply noticing how often we are dysregulated throughout the day may, you know, make us feel worse rather than feeling better. So we want to try to really foster a deep sense of kindness, healing, acceptance, self-compassion to our own experiences. So that we are there beside us, beside ourselves, being a support and being a friend, being a mentor, being a teacher, being a guide for ourselves. Because that's the person who knows us better than anyone else, and we can foster that self rather than fostering or feeding into the self-critical self, or the part that feels unworthy or shamed with our own self. We're working on a part that really can build up the best of us. There's an old story, and it's a First Nations teaching, and I'm not sure exactly where it originated, but there's an elder and a young person, and the elder says to the youngster, he says, "What's wrong? I can see that you don't feel well and right today." And the younger person says, "I feel like I'm at war inside of myself. I'm trying to be one way and I'm fighting, and I'm never at peace, and I don't know what's going on." And the elder says, "Well, inside of you, I see two wolves. And one of the wolves represents our greatest teacher and represents peace and wisdom and self-knowledge, self-acceptance, compassion, kindness, and being centered. And the other wolf that exists inside of us is the one that is angry and mistrustful and hurt and bitter and envious and broken." And the youngster says, "Well, how do I know which wolf is going to win with what's going on inside of me? Are they fighting? Which one will win?" And the elder says to the youth, it's the one that you feed that will be successful. So when we cycle in with negativity and feeling badly about ourselves, we're feeding into that cycle. And when we feed the wolf inside that has kindness and wisdom and compassion and acceptance, then that is the side of us that grows stronger. So with that in mind, coming to imagine a being that would embody compassion for you and self-compassion. And this might have been someone in your life, a parent who was really kind and supportive, maybe a sibling, maybe a teacher, or perhaps, as I said earlier, someone from a book or a movie. And if you just sort of bring that character to mind, you can work on getting a rough sketch of them today. But we'll just call them my compassionate self, right? My compassionate self will be here. And what do they look like? And they're there to help me. So I want you to think about the experience of compassion. So first, imagine somebody that you can offer compassion to, a being. It might not even be a person in your life, because sometimes our relationships with other people are complicated. It might be one of your dogs, that if they were in trouble, you would have no hesitation having compassion, feeling sympathy for them, wanting to protect them, wanting to offer them kindness and support. It might be the way you feel about your children. And you might think of as you try to foster this attitude, that self-compassionate mentor is with you, helping guide you in your feeling here. So just connect with the body to try to feel what that might be like when we're contacting self-compassion. When we bring kindness to the self, which part of the body do we feel it in? Is it in the throat? Is it in the chest? Is it in the belly? Can we imagine it as a color that soothes us? And can we imagine it as a softening of whatever part of you needs to be softened? So sometimes I say imagine this as, if you're thinking of your chest and your heart, just imagine that the edges of that place are just a little softer. And just breathe into that. And now, after the experience of choosing someone with whom it was easy to feel compassion for, we will try to feel that same, offer that same feeling of compassion to ourselves. So accompanied by your self-compassion mentor, you'll both direct your energy of self-compassion to the self. Does that feeling have a color? Can you feel a softening in the forehead or the jaw? Perhaps in the throat or the shoulders? In the chest or the belly? Connecting with that feeling. Now we're going to expand our circle of compassion outward. We might expand it out from the self to our loved ones, to our close family, close friends, people with whom we have strong bonds of love and connection. And just recognizing that each of them has their own struggle, and we can be compassionate towards them, knowing that as humans, we all share in life's difficulties. And we can be there to support each other. Just imagining a widening circle, perhaps the color of your compassion widening out to encompass your family and loved ones. Now imagining in this space that you're sharing with your self-compassion mentor, this being who is helping you to express compassion, you're going to turn your attention to somebody that you have difficulty feeling compassion for. Maybe an old enemy, perhaps a family member that you have had a falling out with, or you continuously have conflict with. Or maybe it's somebody you don't even really know, like a politician, but you just react towards them. Whenever you see them, you just go, ugh, I don't like that person. Just try to extend, accompanied by your mentor, compassion out to this person as well, or being. Just letting the circles expand outward. And just noting, when you allow yourself to feel compassion, where do you feel it in the body? Is it a tingling in the forehead? Is it a loosening of the jaw? Can you let your shoulders drop another inch? Can you feel it in the chest or the belly? What does it feel like to offer compassion to this being that you find difficult? And then we're just going to expand that circle of compassion outward to our wider community. Thinking about people who live here on Prince Edward Island in our province, people in the town or neighborhood that you live in. So sort of generally just the people in your part of the world, friends and strangers alike. Recognizing that suffering at some point is part of every human's experience, and we can offer compassion out into the world. We can acknowledge the suffering of others and offer support to them. Just connecting with that feeling of this sensation, thought, and feeling moving outward, expanding outward into the sky, expanding across the earth as something that has no edges. It just keeps on expanding as the universe expands, growing wider, so that your compassion can encompass the whole earth. It can encompass all the people around the planet, going about their lives, facing their own struggles, finding their joy, seeing that we are connected to the billions of other people on the planet. And compassion to them all. And don't forget to have your self-compassion mentors with you, guiding you, being next to you, making space to be with you in this experience. We'll just expand our compassion out beyond all the people on the planet to all other living things, all sentient beings. And we'll create a wish for them. May you be well. May you experience safety. May you know a life of ease. May you be calm. And spreading that out to all of the animals on land and in the sea, the plants, the trees, all things that carry measurable energies, even the rocks. Just spreading that out. And remembering these phrases, may I be happy, may I be healthy, may I be safe, may I live with ease. May you be happy,
May you be safe. May you be healthy. And may you live with ease to all beings. And now we're gradually just going to come back into the present moment. Wiggling fingers and toes. And softly opening your eyes. And just resting with the feeling of compassion.